All right, children want to come forward. Morning, children. Let's find your seats there. There's plenty of room over there beside the patient. Over there. That works. Right. Start out. I think I'm going to. What if we play a little bit of memory? Does that work? How about, does anybody remember what Brother Joshua shared on his last children's story? You remember what, at least what the object lesson was? Do you remember what happened? Yeah, that was definitely the concept. Yeah. Do you remember when Mike and Cameron got blindfolded? And then the idea of following people who don't have the blindfold on when we can't see what to do ourselves. Anybody remember what Brother Chad told us last time? Sorry, what was that? No. Do you remember when he drew this thing on the board and we all thought maybe he was drawing a stick man and it turned out to be a dog? Yeah, that was pretty good, wasn't it? I really appreciated that one. That one meant a lot to me because we don't always understand what God's doing. This morning, I want to talk a little bit about treasure. You guys, any of you have treasures that you, things that you really like? Yeah. So if we, I want to read passage here in Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 37. So let's listen to what it says here, what Jesus said. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he hath found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and bought it. So we see that these are things that are valuable to people. We all have things that are valuable to us. And sometimes the things that are valuable to us now, in a few years, we kind of almost forget about them. And I brought along a few of the treasures that I valued when I was young. I keep them up in the attic and we call it our special boxes. Each of us children have a special box. When something's really like and we don't want to forget about it, we put it in there and every once in a while we get it out. So this year, this is a little house thing that I made when I was young and used wood and wood glue. It's got a little bed, a little table, and a little fireplace. So this year, when I built it, I thought, wow, this is pretty nice. And I didn't think I would really forget about it. And for some reason, some other people at our house, I don't think were quite as excited about it as I was. I thought it was pretty good, but now I understand why they weren't excited about it. And this here was my favorite stuffed dog. Its tail is just about falling off, but I really like this little puppy. Its name is Sheena. And then this here is a Bible storybook with jigsaw puzzles in it. So we have, starting at the beginning, we have the story of Adam and Eve, and there's a puzzle to go with it. I've put together these puzzles. And I got this from Martin and Joan Brown, and they really meant a lot to me, and they prayed a lot for me, and I really appreciate them. But if I don't look in my treasure box, sometimes I forget about these things. And treasures can mean a lot to us when we first get them, and if they're important things, they still mean a lot to us later on. And then this one here was a semi truck that I got. I ordered in a catalog. We didn't have the internet then to buy stuff off of Amazon. So what you do is you get the catalog in the mail and you look through the catalog and then you pick out something, and each little thing has a number beside it. And you write that down on a piece of paper, send it in the mail with a check. And then when they get it, they put the order together and they send it back. So it could have been like a week or two till I got it. So I kind of had to wait for that treasure. Because when I saw it, I thought, man, when I get that, I'm going to be happy. But when I opened this up the other day, I was like, I actually kind of forgot about that. But it is a pretty nice little truck. And this here was my favorite stuffed animal. I like that puppy, but this was my favorite. This is Barely. And at this point, he's barely got any stuffing left in him. So, but he's a pretty special little bear, because I would sleep with him and I would play with him all the time. And this is a shell that I got from Rachel Brown. She's a missionary in Grenada, and she brought this, gave it to me. It's a shell from in Grenada. And this here is a shirt from my grandma Weaver in Pennsylvania. It says, "Someone in Pennsylvania loves me." So some of these treasures, when we get them out, we think of people that got them for us. And obviously this shirt wouldn't fit me anymore, but it reminds me of my grandma Weaver that lived in Pennsylvania. We'd go and visit her. She gave us stuff and gave us a lot of candy too. If we were there, she always had a split spot candy. And if you wanted candy, you wouldn't ask your parents, you would ask Grandma Weaver, because then you could always get candy. So those are just some of the treasures that I had as a child. So with treasures, the treasures on Earth kind of fade away. Sometimes we put them in a box in the attic, or sometimes maybe we sell them at a yard sale, but I don't think I'll sell any of those things at a yard sale, because a lot of those things mean a little bit to me. So, but if we read in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19-21, it says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So if we really value the things of the earth, our heart is going to be here on the earth. But if we value the things of heaven, our heart can be in heaven. And we know the things of the earth. I had a car that I bought, and I really liked that car, and I drove it for a long time. And a couple weeks ago, I was driving down the road. It was dark out, and driving along, probably going about 50 or 55, and all of a sudden, I didn't see it. A deer jumped out in front of me, and I slammed it, and it smashed my car in. And so, as far as treasures go, that one didn't last when it hit a deer. So, The deer didn't make out too well either, but we won't talk about what the deer looked like. But the treasures that we need to, get our treasures in heaven, and I'm gonna go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. There's a couple verses here, and these here are kind of hard to understand, but I think I'll read them slowly and we'll see what we can learn from these verses. What do you guys think the greatest treasure is? Can you guys name some of the greatest treasures? You think the Bible is a good treasure? That's one of the greatest treasures. Actually, a good treasure, and you can forget about our people around us, the relationships with people we have. Those are treasures too. But the greatest treasure is to have Jesus inside our heart. And I think that's what this verse is talking about. These verses are talking about. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So, this verse is saying, God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Do you remember that? In the beginning, God created the world and he commanded light to shine. So God made light and he shined the light of Jesus into our heart. And when we have that, we have a treasure. It says we have a treasure in earthen vessels. That's our bodies. That's who we are. We have a treasure inside of us. And that's a treasure that doesn't fade away. Hopefully it doesn't get put in a box up in the attic, or it won't get mashed up by hitting a deer. But that treasure can grow if we let it. And if we don't let it, if we let ourselves, it won't grow. But if we let Jesus work in our lives, it will grow. So let's try to remember to have that treasure. It's Jesus living in our heart. Let's have prayer and you can go back to your parents. Dear Jesus, thank you for the nice day today. And I thank you that we can come to church this morning and that we can hear your word. And thank you for what Brother Jim shared there, and help us to remember those things. And to remember that you have a plan, and that when we can't always see it, we need to look to you. And pray for these little children here. I pray that as they grow up and that they would seek you, and that they wouldn't let the treasure of this world crowd out what you want to do in their lives. And just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Back to your parents.
Let's stand and say, okay,